You are tuned in to Lightworkers Lounge, tales of having a human experience in a spiritual world.
I swear I don't plan these things. Astrology, I don't even know if I believe it. I just experience it. I'm wearing eye patches at 5 o'clock in the afternoon because it's hot and it's dry. Why didn't you guys tell me Texas was hot? And my eyes, just the allergies here in Texas have also been killer. So I've been rubbing my eyes a lot. So the skin under my eyes is so dry. And I just needed something cool to feel good. After I spritz rose water on myself, got a nice glass of ice water. I'm fully embodying Taurus season on the eve of Taurus season. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Lightworkers Lounge. It's your host and your friend, Stephanie Powers. Thank you for being here. Welcome to the season that rules the earth. A lot of the top comments I get on reviews about the podcast are compliments and comments, we'll call them, on my voice. A couple of times this has happened, actually. People, before I had my picture as the podcast cover, like 5 years ago when I first started, it was just this generic, like, double L symbol. People thought that I was black. They thought I was an African-American woman. And I was like, okay, I take that as a compliment because my voice just has that depth and that soul to it. Like, okay. Other people have told me that they play my podcast to put their children to sleep. I take it all as a compliment. Bring it on. I love it. But it's my voice. I have a very distinct, sometimes boring, soft, smooth, velvet, chocolate. These are some of the things I read on the comments of the podcast of my voice. And I take it all as a compliment. And the more I studied astrology, the more I got to know that you can really pick out a Taurus through their voice. Sometimes this is a Taurus sun, but most of the time it's Taurus moon, it's Taurus rising, Venus or Mercury in Taurus. I think of Sam Smith, very distinct singing voice. I think of Adele, very distinct singing voice. And they're right. You guys are right when you describe it as just smooth, velvety chocolate. I couldn't agree more. And my voice, I don't think I always sounded like this. I think it was more high-pitched. Of course, puberty plays a role, but I've definitely noticed ever since my first Saturn return, when I left my Sagittarius sun and stepped into my Taurus rising, that my voice has morphed. Especially in the morning when I first wake up, my voice is so just, I should record guided meditations, but it's so mellow that people are like, what are you saying? Huh? Guys, welcome to Taurus season. It starts on April 19th this year because it's a leap year, but it goes from April 19th until May 20th when we step into Gemini season. Taurus is an earth sign, right? So that is the element of Taurus. These are hard workers, stable, consistent. I'm right, you're wrong. I would rather stay in than go out. More introverted, sometimes extroverted, but not usually with the Taurus. You know, the most extroverted of the earth signs is Virgo by a long shot. And it's because they're so mutable. I was studying something the other day about compatibility since I love relationship readings. And I heard that, you know, of course, match your moon to someone, but your quality, meaning are you fixed, are you mutable or cardinal, that is what some astrologers define as the true test of compatibility. And, you know, I'm a Sagittarius. My boyfriend JL is a Virgo. All Virgo everything. My God, his entire personal planets is a host of Virgos. And so I thought, we are squaring, right? We're 90 degrees apart, Sagittarius and Virgo. And oh, it definitely comes out, especially in our Mercuries. But I've learned, right, using astrology, I've learned to just say, okay, he's speaking in Chinese, I'm speaking in French, and we're communicating the same message. It is just not being understood. So let's agree to disagree. And sense of humor is our source of healing. Just laugh it off. Otherwise, it can. I can see how the squares between the signs can butt heads and get pissed at each other and just not have compatibility. But We are two mutable signs. Sagittarius is a mutable fire sign. Virgo is a mutable earth sign. Thank goodness, because we have the ability to mutate to the other's shoes and be like, okay, all right, I see it from your side. Not sure if I agree, but I do see what you're saying. So, all right, we're good here. Right? It's pretty interesting. So if you're into astrology and you understand the qualities of signs, use that theory for yourself. Say, okay, I'm a Taurus, so I'm a fixed person. Let me see if the people I really get along with are also fixed Leos, Scorpios, and Aquarians. But we're going to talk about Taurus because it's Taurus season. Taurus is an earth sign. They are fixed. They are set in their ways, stay the same. They love repetitive. They have a mantra of saying, I have, right? I have, this is mine. I have this, I have that. On the other side of this is, I do not have, which we're going to get into in the rest of the episode. The ruler of Taurus is Venus. Oh, she rules Taurus, which is beauty, arts, money, spending money, saving money, overspending money. It's emotions, feminine, it's luxury. A lot of Taurus men are very feminine in nature, and Taurus women are usually just this effortless, timeless beauty. I picture, you know, Libra is the other sign ruled by Venus, and it rules beauty, and they are. All Libras are just so beautiful in their own way. But normally, Libran beauty is more aesthetics. Like, they are the ones that rule cosmetic surgery. It's like Kim Kardashian. She's a Libra. She's beautiful. But it's like, what part of it is real? What part of it was her original self? Taurus beauty is, you look at someone who's just wearing old, ripped jean shorts, a classic white tank top you can buy for a dollar at Walmart, and very little, if not any, makeup. And they definitely haven't altered their face, Botox, nothing. And they're just beautiful. And it's usually in the way they have this grounded, Venusian, natural energy to them. Do you ever see people like that? Where you're like, that person is just gorgeous. And you know that they're not trying and they don't care about their image. But they just project this beauty. And you're like, man, if they knew how gorgeous they are, they would probably do something about it, but they don't, which is also simultaneously what makes them so attractive. This is Taurus. This is Taurus. They're usually, Taurus men and women have the ability to make loose fitting, comfortable looking clothes look classy and luxurious, right? No skin tight, super fitted things. We'll leave that for Libra, but Taurus is usually that person where you're like, how on earth do you make that look so good, Taurus? They usually have such nice skin too, and just well, beautiful, well-rounded face. Taurus is, yes, usually on the heavier side since they are the bull, but just thick, not necessarily overweight, although that is something Taurus has to watch out for. They're just full. I picture an hourglass-shaped body on a woman or a man who is just stout. He's just thick. Taurus. So their symbol is the bull, right? If you look up Taurus symbol, it's like a circle with a half circle on top. So it's a bull's head with the horns on top. But it also is representative of the chin and the neck, or the Adam's apple of the human face. Taurus in medical astrology rules the throat. That's the part of the body that Taurus governs over. So a lot of Taurus, again, have a voice that's very distinctive, but also may suffer from thyroid issues. If you're a woman or a man, I don't want to exclude my men, who has Taurus prominent in your personal planets, but especially in your sun, moon, or rising, you've got to watch out for your thyroid. My goodness, especially in this day and age where it is next to impossible to block yourself from being exposed to toxins and endocrine disruptors. So my Taurians listening to this, please stop, drop, and check your thyroid every year and your throat chakra for all of my Reiki enthusiasts. They also are prone to colds, sore throats, tonsillitis. But the one part of Taurus that I really grew to appreciate, sorry, I had a pop-up come up on my GarageBand, is that Taurus rules the senses. Now, with all due respect to medical Western medicine, and with all due respect to it being a real diagnosis, please understand I am an astrologer. I am not a medical health professional. This is just something that I have observed in my readings and my personal life. that a lot of Taurus Sun people are often diagnosed or misdiagnosed as having autism or being on the spectrum. And the reason being is because Taurus rules the senses. And so, right, what is autism? The autism spectrum. It's a sensory disorder, right? Now, again, with all due respect for that being a literal diagnosis, in fact, my brother, who is a Taurus, is on the spectrum. He has Asperger's. So I do have firsthand experience with it while also studying astrology and the art of it. But a lot of parents to Taurian children, since I do read children's birth charts for the parents, I always say, your kids do come with a manual. It's called their birth chart. They question it, like, okay, they're really smart, and they're usually Taurian, laser-focused and obsessed with one thing. That's just Taurus energy. Could it be autism? Of course. But could it be their Taurus sun developing? Of course. Sensory. Taurus, this is why they rule food, right? Everyone has the memes online of Taurus loves food. They do. And you know why? Because they're in a permanent state of heightened taste, heightened smell, heightened touch, hearing, everything. Taurus children, before you use a blender or before a smoke alarm goes off, warn them. Let them know, hey, I'm going to turn on the blender. Or, hey, honey, food's burning. You know what that means. Beep, 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 the loud beep, beep. Go block your ears. And even Taurus adults. Oh, my gosh. How do we, my Taurus rising, how do we function under fluorescent lights in a store? Loud barking dogs. Or just, I'm that person who's like, has anyone else noticed that there has been police sirens and ambulance sirens every other minute? Is it driving anybody else crazy? No, didn't even notice. That's me. Jale and I have a joke that I have the nose of a hound dog, that I could be a private investigator with just my nose. A gift and a curse, I suppose. But my senses are oh so heightened with my Taurus Jupiter, Taurus rising. And I'm sure my Taurus suns are saying, amen, girl. But it rules the senses. And this is why they can also be such great artists, because they tap into those senses. But, you know, when you think of Taurus and the cliche explanation of it is they love their soft blankets. They love their specific smells. They love their favorite foods, right? Taurus motto is if it ain't broke, don't fix it. They find their favorite pair of shoes and they just buy them a new pair every year. They find their food they love and they're going to order it every single day the same exact way till people remember. That's what we can love and appreciate about Taurus, but they rule the senses. So if you have a Taurus in your life, or if you are one, just recognize that this world was not built for you. It is not a calm world that is being kind and, what's the word I'm looking for, serving to the senses. It's hyper overstimulated. And so, yes, Taurus, do your thing. Block out the world for a bit. Let yourself ground and calm yourself. Because otherwise, this is when your classic that we're going to talk about, your temper really boils over. Now, every sign has a sister, meaning an opposite sign, directly 180 degrees opposite of their sign. Taurus, your sister is Scorpio. Ooh, because you guys are both very possessive. I love the Taurus-Scorpio combination because these are people who are grounded, who get shit done. When shit hits the fan, you really want a Taurus or a Scorpio on your side because they're laser-focused, they're fixed, they're ready to show up, put in the work. But on their disempowered side, these sisters are extremely possessive. They rule values. Now, Scorpio is my energy, my privacy, my connection to people. They're all mine. The things you cannot measure, materialistically speaking, those are what Scorpio says, mine. Taurus is the material items, the things you can see, measure, taste. My house, my clothes, my money, all the items in a house of a Taurus are mine, right? This is why sometimes Taurus really struggles to share finances with people. Scorpio does not. If Scorpio trusts you, they have no problem saying, let's get that joint bank account. Taurus, on the other hand, will monitor that bank account and say, hey, I know we split utilities, but I'm spending $31 extra every month versus you are. Can we somehow bring this to balance, right? This is Taurus. Taurus rules money. But both Taurus and Scorpio are here to show us what perseverance and hard work can accomplish. Scorpio puts in the mental labor. Let me heal my shadows. Let me clean my psyche of the poison that the dark side of human behaviors have given me so I can be my strongest, most powerful self. Taurus says, okay, well, the physical world. I want to build a big bank account. I want to build a business. I want to build my own house with my own hands or build a garden that feeds my loved ones. Together, oh, such a sultry combination. Now, of course, the streets say that Taurus is oh so lazy. They're lazy. And the more I meet Taurians in the wild, and the more I study the ones I know, I do agree that disempowered, this sign can be very lazy. When this sign gets a little bit of the good life, meaning somebody else working hard to foot the bill, they can really fall into, okay, good. I don't have to work and I can still have all my favorite expensive gourmet food and I can still buy something and swipe somebody else's credit card. Oh, that's kryptonite for a Taurus. So disempowered, a Taurus can rely on the hard work of others to supply the basic needs of life without contributing. Taurus just feels like food, water, shelter should be a given part of being a human being. And very often, Taurus is one of the number one signs that protests against the patriarchy, against capitalists. Unless they are benefiting from it. And then they will fight like a bull to protect it and just say, well, you didn't work as hard or as long as I did, so go get a job. It's quite funny. Astrologer Colin Bedell said, for Taurus to heal the lazy part of themselves, to heal the stubborn part of themselves, stay curious instead of certain, right? Taurus is actually the number one sign, especially in Taurian men. Right? Because masculinity has its own other story compared to the feminine energy that is attracted to things like astrology. But Taurus men seem to be my number one nemesis of astrology is bullshit. You can't prove it. Doesn't make sense. Yet, if they were to go through a session with me or two and be able to ask the questions and find an astrologer, perhaps a fellow male astrologer, a Taurus needs to listen to the astrology podcast by, oh, his name's Chris, and I'm blanking on his last name, but he's a wonderful example of a male astrologer, a completely different perspective. Highly suggest checking out his podcast. But stay curious instead of certain. Normally, Taurus is set in their ways. Astrology is bullshit. Instead of saying like, okay, well, I think it's bullshit, but I'll listen to a podcast about it. I'll stay open and curious and just see what I get from it. You know, what's wild about Taurus that I really didn't associate this sign with is that these people, like their sister Scorpio, can be so jealous. Scorpios are usually jealous of someone's magnetism, of their energy, of their sexuality, right? The aura that they walk around with. Scorpios usually get jealous of that. They get jealous of someone who has big dick energy and walks in a room and commands it with just the way they carry themselves. Taurus gets so jealous of people who have money, of people who have hit milestones in life before them. Sibling rivalry with a Taurus is real. When Taurus feels behind financially, it can paralyze them. Oh, when they feel like someone graduated college before them, or when they feel like someone had a business be successful before them, it can be paralyzing to this sign. They're extremely jealous of successful people, people with money especially, and sometimes they can get stuck in the game of, I know what I want and I know what I need to do to get what I want. I'm just too tired to implement it because I look at everybody around me and they're already so far ahead. Why would I bother, right? I think of the story, the tortoise and the hare that we talked about in the last Aries podcast episode. Aries is the hare. Taurus is the turtle. A lot of people in our culture and society here in America anyway, our bunnies, their hares, their rabbits, get up, go, 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 go. And Taurus looks around and is like, why don't I have that? But Taurus ends up winning the race because while they don't have that get up and go, take a risk, pioneer new things, they have perseverance to stay put and show up and repeat again and again and again and again. A lot of people ask me, how did you get a career in podcasting? It is the most cutthroat industry right now because everybody has one. I show up again and again and again. I show up when the downloads are skyrocketing and I show up when there's moments of nobody downloading. I show up again and again and again. Taurus energy always pulls through and wins. This is why, again, this blew my mind, but now I see it all the time. A lot of professional athletes either have Taurus or Scorpio in their birth charts because the perseverance and the repetitive motions of practicing that it takes to become a professional athlete. Taurus is number one. And like I was saying about the physical body, a lot of Taurus placements have that thick, stout, pure, muscular body like a bull. Sometimes Taurus tells themselves, I don't have enough money to do it. Why even bother? Or self-value is a very key lesson that my Taurus people came to learn. My sense of self-worth and self-value. Now, an empowered Taurus says, I know what I want and now I know what I need to do. I'm too tired to implement it, but I'm going to show up and put my body in the room anyway. A lot of Taurians get stuck on the money thing. But if they just say, okay, you have to spend money in order to make money. So I will invest the rest of my money into this class, this program, this business idea. I will lose sleep that night over my zero bank account, but I trust that this will have a very good return on the investment. So I will do it. And low self-value, Taurus, that's a bio-individual journey to heal that, but just understand that self-value is increased by doing the things you don't want to do and proving to yourself that you can do them and proving to yourself that even if you royally fail, you will always be okay because you guys always show up and have one of the strongest work ethics of even over Capricorns. Don't tell him I said that. astrologer Joanna Woolfolk says in her book, The Only Astrology Book You'll Ever Need, she says, Taurus, they are not the pioneers who find new territory, but the settler who builds and cultivates the soil. I think of the pioneers as the cardinal signs, or maybe even, of course, Sagittarius, who finds the new land and says, yep, this is the land. There's the water source. We can grow food here. We have a neighboring village that can barter and trade this. And now Taurus, you come in and you build the buildings. You build the bank. You build the barns. You build the houses for people to live in because you are gifted at that level of focus and the artistic creativity to be an architectural genius to create buildings. A lot of people with Taurus in their chart are quite literal builders, general contractors, architects. These are all Taurus things. And cultivates the soil because Taurus rules Mother Earth. Farming. Nature, growing food. Oh, find me a Taurus that doesn't like the taste of a homegrown tomato or a homegrown strawberry apple, wherever they live. Oh, they just get off on taking a bite of food that they have grown. Even better if they can share it. You know, I often see on Instagram or even Pinterest when I used to go on that, these beautifully curated dinner parties or wedding parties. And it's like, the colors are pastel and they match and the bouquet centerpieces and the food is so beautifully plated. Guarantee the person who designed that had Taurus in their chart. Probably Venus and Taurus. Venus and Taurus is one of my favorite placements in someone's chart because this tells me that they just love the little things in life. They are not hard to impress, romantically speaking. Just go get takeout at their favorite restaurant, lay out a blanket, and sit in the middle of nowhere for free and just talk and eat slow. I'm pretty sure a charcuterie board was created by a Taurus. But these are the people who build and cultivate the soil. Taurus's anthem, if it ain't broke, why fix it? But also, I'm bored and I need more money. So Taurus has to learn the beautiful balance of staying put and cultivating the soil that you planted, but also not being afraid of new beginnings and pioneering new thought process, starting over at your career, ending a relationship. We're going to get into that too. And not being afraid of new beginnings and the magic and the money that may come from them. So we can't not talk about the elephant in the room with Taurus. These people have a temper, much like their sister sign Scorpio, right? When we think of the crazy serial killer signs, who gets a bad rep for that? Scorpio, now Gemini sometimes. Scorpio, revenge, vengeful energy. Yeah, well, have you ever met her sister, Taurus? Scorpio was more like that stoic look in their eye when they see that karma came to bite you in the ass and they have no remorse. But Taurus is more like, let's get on the mat and wrestle. And the strength that I don't even realize I have, I'm going to beat your ass. Taurus are stout and they have a temper. It takes a lot to experience their temper. But when it erupts, boy, you'll know. Life is all about change and overstimulation. And moving fast. Taurus struggles with all of those things, but understands this is the world they're in, so they will smile and carry on. Taurus will listen to you and internally think, why the hell do they think that? And how on earth do they believe in that astrology stuff? Why? How? I can't imagine it, but I'll grind my teeth and smile and accept it until they can't. And like a volcano, or like being in a relationship, right? If you've ever been in a close romantic partnership or a friendship, you know the number one thing that causes massive eruptions and sometimes a complete divorce and a breakup are old resentments. Taurus holds a lot of resentments. They're uncomfortable. You drag them around a store and the smells are too strong. The lights are too fluorescent. It is so loud sitting in traffic and they're just humming and accepting that this is the earth and this is where I reincarnated in this lifetime. But then they erupt and they blow. Or in a relationship, when it comes time to stay curious rather than certain, they'll smile and nod until they can't, and then they blow up. So Taurus listening to this, and everybody who's got Taurus in your chart as a whole, just remember to always talk about something the moment it happens. Love always, a person who experienced divorce, and JL experienced divorce too. So in our partnership, we are both like, hey, we have learned this lesson before. Both of us have. If there's something that's going to grow into a resentment, get it out now. I can take it. Let's put it on the table. My Taurus rising feels so loved. Imagine a world with no flowers. No colorful, beautiful flowers. Imagine a world with no lavender fields, no orange orchards, no peach orchards. Have you guys ever seen a peach orchard? The beautiful pink blossoms are so pretty. Imagine this, a world with no music, no songwriting, no singing, no instruments. These are Taurian themes. Life is dark. We need Taurus to ground us in what's real and the big Venusian qualities of life. Food, the art, gardening, nature. These are all Taurus themes. So during this Taurus season, really let yourself do this. Tell yourself, I'm going to learn an instrument for no reason. I'm not going to make money. I'm not going to post videos on social media. I'm just going to learn it to learn it. I'm going to start a garden, even if it's a windowsill garden, just to see and feel the power of watching seeds sprout and then eating it and putting it in my body. Do little things like that to anchor and ground yourself during Taurus season. Taurus is a unique blend of a multimillionaire who walks into a meeting barefoot, who lives in a small but luxurious home. I think of Taurus people and I think of van life. They love it. They want to be connected with nature and they want to drive as far away from the city lights as they possibly can to just give their senses a break. But they're only going to do it in a Mercedes Sprinter van where they have a hot water heater and the luxuries of a refrigerator and air conditioning. Otherwise, too uncomfortable. Not about it. The Taurus in my life, oh, they're so picky. Definitely a big fat no to stinky laundry detergent smell. Toothpaste, the texture of it is always just so weird. They are so picky about textures of foods. It's hilarious. But hey, they are just people who know what they want, and you got to appreciate that for the rest of us who are, I can do that or I could do that. Maybe this or maybe that. You got to appreciate that firm, decisive energy of Taurus, right? Taurus is like the hippie granola mom who never buys makeup, thrifts all her clothes, but will go to Whole Foods and drop $800 on groceries. That is Taurus. And so a cool reflective question I wrote down for all of us during Taurus season, when this energy is activated within us all, whether you have Taurus in your chart or not. What would your personal taste, you know, your taste in decorative style in your home, your taste in the vehicle you drive, the taste in your fashion, how you dress yourself, what would that be like if money weren't a factor? Right? Like, play with this. This could be so fun. Pretend that you just inherited $4.7 million. And you get 1 year to spend all of it, and then it'll renew. What type of house would you live in? What would your yard look like? What kind of car would you drive? What kind of clothes would you purchase? I know for me, I would purchase expensive clothes that are organic, because I don't want none of them chemicals up on me. But I would purchase things made out of very fine silk materials because it feels good on my skin. But think about that and play with your answer to that. That is your personal Taurus side. Now, Taurus seeks permanence in all that they do, right? Let other people date around. Let other people travel the world and switch up careers and move every 6 months. Not Taurus. They want one person, one home, one job, right? My mom's an Aquarius. My brother's a Taurus. I'm a Sagittarius. It was always the trio of us growing up. And my mom and I would travel all the time. She literally pulled me out of school when I was 14. Said, "We're going to the Bahamas. Pack your bag." Sagittarius in me was like, "Fuck yeah, this is amazing. Core memory made." But my brother, we don't even bother asking him because he's like, "Why? That's too hot. I don't want to go on a beach. The wind, the sun, my skin burns. No, thank you." Being on an airplane next to people that smell like cigarettes and perfume and body odor and babies crying. Nope. All set. I'd rather stay at home. And at first we were sad. We were like, "Come on, come play with us." But then we got to know him and who he is. He genuinely does not like those things. He'll drive to the woods 2 hours tops to go hike somewhere quiet and isolating. But as for the craziness of travel, not a chance. And so this is why I love astrology, because we often try and project what we love onto people. Like, you know, I love traveling. Why wouldn't they? How can you not like seeing a new place? But some people genuinely don't. And we should not push them to like what we do, especially if we understand their birth chart. So if you have a Taurus in your life, stop trying to change them. Stop right now trying to make a Taurus change on your timeline. Yes, we all have to grow. We all have to evolve. And Taurians know this. They're very, very smart people. But they are only going to do it on their own timeline. It is not your job to say, "We are this age and you should have this by now. You should do this by now." Oh God, don't do that. And remind them of their self-worth. Remind them of their value, how much you appreciate them, how much you appreciate the work and the value they provide in your life. Write them a note on how much you value your relationship to them. Little things like that, gas them up, make them feel really good. Oh my gosh, buy them gifts. Give them a $20 bill and say, "For no reason, just here you go." And watch them light up and step into the empowered Taurian that they are. With Taurus, I always know when I'm reading one, I'm going to have to repeat things probably 3 times in order for them to get it. Taurus needs repetitive conversations and to be told things multiple times. But once they get it, they got it, and they will remember it longer than most people will, right? Remind Taurus that new beginnings are the key to life. Taurus people usually stay in situations long past the due date. My sweet Taurans, they'll stay in relationships and marriages long, years and years, well past the time that they knew, because they're very smart people, that they knew the relationship was over and that they needed to leave. But they love permanence. They love stability and routine, and they will hang themselves in the name of staying in a relationship. They will stay at a job that just drains them of all life force because of the stability and paycheck. And the routine of, "I know my coworkers know me, I know my paycheck, I've got my benefits." They will just cement themselves to that while actively dreaming of doing something they love that usually involves camping, the outdoors, financing, banking, investing, real estate sometimes, that earns them much more money than they make and involves nature and money, big key to Taurus, but they'll stay and just crush themselves over it, over those things. So again, remind Taurus of their self-worth and their value. Remind them that hard work can create anything, that none of us are blessed with inheritance from our parents. Not all, well, some of us are. Most of us are not, but nobody has a secret magical wand that they wave and achieve success. It is just a matter of doing it. Nobody knows what they're doing, but they just show up and try and really put on a good face for social media that look like they know what they're doing. But nobody, I promise you, nobody knows what the fuck they're doing. We're all just showing up and trying the best we can. Remind your Taurus of that. I love this earth sign because Taurus are dependable yet emotional, right? We think of Capricorn. They're really trying to develop their emotional, softer side. They're so dependable and so hardworking that they don't embody that feminine soft side to them. Taurus is the beautiful blend of both. Taurians are very business savvy, yet a hopeless romantic on the same token. They are just as beautiful when they're in their empowered and balanced, perfectly balanced masculine and feminine energy. I love it. They are beautiful, timeless people. So, Taurus people, if you're listening to this, try not to be so harsh when other people challenge or don't agree with what you define as being certain. When you're proven wrong or introduced to a new concept, a new idea, something you don't understand, and you have to change your ideals, your beliefs. You know, our ideals and beliefs make up our identity. Taurus wants those things to stay the same. They absolutely hate being proven wrong. They are one of the signs that'll be the last person to say, "You're right. I'm wrong. I fucked up. I was wrong. I said the wrong answer." They can't stand it. So it's because of that low self-worth. And so always remember, we need to cheer our Taurus people on to say, you can do anything. I don't need to tell you how to do it. I don't need to give you the steps on how to create it. You already know, Taurus, because you are one of the most, if not the most, intelligent sign in the zodiac. You just need encouragement to remind you of your self-worth and your self-value. But hey, what if making a change, Taurus, brings more money and abundance into your life so that you can relax, so that you can retire early and just tend to your rose garden while feeding your pets and playing an instrument for hours every day? Oh, that sounds so lovely. So, no matter if you have Taurus in your chart or not, here are some questions for all of us to think and act on during the Taurus season. Number one, what change am I refusing to make? What change am I refusing? Deep down in the quiet of my mind, I know I need to make it, but why? Why am I not doing it? If I said I wanted to write a book, why am I not writing every day? If I said I wanted to lose weight, why am I not portioning my food better? Why am I not putting more effort into exercising every day? Why? Number two, what is something I can't stand? Am I open to looking at it from a different angle? Think of something that drives you nuts, whether it's a behavior in another or something about the world. Think of something that you can't stand. Now, are you open to looking at it from a different angle? I know for me, when I experienced Austin, Texas during the pandemic in 2020, I came into it with such an open mind because everyone told me, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. I could not stand it. And now I've totally just softened my Taurus rising. And I'm like, well, let me look at it from a different lens. I still don't love it. It still doesn't make my heart sing. But now I really like the state of Texas. It's rubbing off on me. And I'm opening and changing my perspective from, I can't stand this place, to, you know what? I really haven't met a single person here who was rude. They're very kind, very cordial. And surprisingly, even though the media paints Texas to be in a certain light, people here are extremely open-minded. I swear, don't knock it until you come live here. It's true. Number three, if I won the lottery tonight, how would I wake up and spend my day? What plans would I make this year if I had all the money in the world? Write those things down and put them up somewhere where you can see them and know that those are the things I want you to take small, tiny actions towards every day of this Taurus season. Bonus points to really work with the Taurus energy from now until May 20th. Donate some material items in your house. Go sell some things on Facebook Marketplace. Donate clothes that you like, but they don't feel good, right? If there's some jeans or some pants or some sweaters or shirts that the material makes you itchy, or you know what, they look good on you, but you are just no longer about those tight clothes anymore. You want loose and luxury. Donate them. And here's the other thing, Taurus, and everybody, splurge on yourself this month. Whether it's a massage, whether it's a birth chart reading with me, or whether it's a day at the spa, splurge on yourself. Use your money even when you tell yourself, I can't afford it. Do it anyway to show yourself that, yes, you can, and to show yourself that you are so hardworking that when you do something to tend to yourself, to care for yourself, the money always returns. Happy Taurus season. Happy birthday to all my Taurians. You guys get 15% off any birth chart reading this month to celebrate your solar return. Go to lightworkers-lounge.com and enter code birthday at checkout. Everybody else, I'm walking with you through this big Uranus and Jupiter conjunction. I'm walking with you through this full moon, intense full moon in Scorpio coming up on next Tuesday. Don't worry, my natal moon's in Scorpio. I'll walk you through this. It ain't going to be so bad. Stay tuned for the next podcast episode about that full moon. I will see you guys on Monday. Bye.